Galactic Freaks, Jay, Emmett, and KC Masterpiece.
I'm the geek, he's the freak, and over there, Stewie, is the intergalactic.
What's that? The geek? I always forget what he says.
Freak.
You're geeks, you're freaks, you're intergalactic. I don't know. But thank you. That, if we've said before. I'm Jay.
Dork.
I'm KC Masterpiece.
And Stu's with us today. Hi.
Hi.
That theme song, in case we don't say it enough, is by the magnificent, the spectacular Skiznaught. And he's got a website. I think it's Skizworld or .com. Anyway, if you go over to our website and look at awesome stuff, there's a link to it there. So go
get your skizzle on.
Because Skiz is awesome.
Skizzle to the nizzle.
He's working on. He just did a new theme stuff for us for a new show that's going to be coming out. Guys, be paying attention to that. We'll let you know as it gets nearer, but it's coming soon. And he did the Growing Up Goonie theme, which even if you don't want to listen to Growing Up Goonie, go listen to the theme. Because it might be the best theme song of any show ever.
Yeah, the rest of the show is crap, but yeah.
I had to play it just to play it on here so people could hear how awesome it is. But I'm not going to because I don't have it ready. And I'm going to warn everybody up front. And we were off last week. We record on Fridays, and this is Saturday. But we record on Fridays typically. But last Friday we had a little get-together, and then ice came and covered the world.
Yeah.
So we had a get together Friday. We were going to record Saturday, but we sort of got literally. I mean, the car was encased in ice the next morning. I was out there.
No kidding. I'm going to chisel our way out.
Four of us out there chiseling AC's car out.
When was this?
Last
when
Friday.
I left, I told you to be careful.
Yeah. And then our other friends were here, and they couldn't. They didn't. We ended up leaving and driving down the road to make sure they could get home, to make sure the roads were okay, because they didn't clear any of the back roads over here by my house.
It was horrible. Yeah. As soon as I stepped out, I was like, whoop!
Yeah, it did. So we tried to come up with another time. It just didn't happen, so we just decided to take the week off. And then to warn you, I've had a crap ton going on this week. All kinds of crazy. So a lot of good stuff, but a lot of craziness of work and stuff, too.
I'm so tired.
I have...
We've been busy.
...stories, but I didn't rewrite them like I typically do so that I can just... So if they're a little...
You bum.
I know. So if I come off a little like deal with it.
That's up, Porky. All right, I'm sorry. Spit out, Porky.
Spit it out, Porky.
As you wish.
So yeah, but we're back this week.
We are back.
I feel like I should say something smart.
E equals MC squared.
I don't know what all these are.
Okay. Little hand says it's time to rock and roll.
That happens every night.
Are you trying to make me look stupid in front?
Are
you trying to make me look stupid in front of the other guests?
I don't need any help from me, sir.
That.
I was gonna say.
You know what that's from?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of that myself.
I want to see if Stu. This movie.
Play it again.
You own this movie.
Are you trying to make me look stupid in front of the other guests?
I don't need any help from me, sir.
That's right.
He's thinking. I have the Jeopardy music, but I don't have it up right now. Or else we had you own it, but on VHS, an actual copy.
God, I have no idea.
It's Clue.
Oh,
yeah,
it's Clue the movie.
Oh wow.
So let's kick off our first story. Now I'm gonna go ahead and do mine first because it's gonna be a mess, and so I might need you to clean up what I do. You go out, you buy an iPhone, right?
Right.
And it belongs to you when you buy it.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Yeah. What one chooses to do with their own property is their business, assuming it doesn't harm anyone, right?
Less than a check.
Right. Well, that might change. Legislators will decide the fate of jailbreaking one's iPhone sometime this year. Please hold while I... What are they doing? My kids, they're weird. They're mine, so they have to be weird. Anyway, legislators are going to decide the fate of jailbreaking one's iPhone sometime this year in 2012. Certain manufacturers claim that jailbreaking violates a section of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act now. Back in 2010, the Copyright Office already decided that it wasn't a crime and granted it an exemption. But that exemption's coming due. And if it isn't renewed, it will expire in 2012. And if that happens, there could potentially be strict penalties for jailbreaking one's iPhone or whatever. Now, the Electronic Freedom Foundation, or the EFF, is coming down hard on this. They're speaking out against it big time.
Yeah.
And they're also fighting for tablets and video game systems and the whatnot, as you know. I just don't. I mean, you know, your big manufacturers like Apple and them, of course, want it to be a crime. They're, of course, pushing the other way.
Right.
But I don't really. It's mine.
Yeah, exactly.
We all know what happened. You jailbreak your phone. Technically, this is what's making them mad. You jailbreak your phone and void your warranty, except these days it's done with software and you can take that software off and then still go get your phone fixed. Now, I like that. But it's ridiculous to me because they just get mad because you can then put third-party software on there. Sometimes software that's better.
I mean, you don't see any of these car manufacturers, you know, get in a huff if I want to, you know, soup up my ride and put some Nas in it.
Well,
you know.
I go buy a computer. I can put whatever I want on it.
Yeah.
It's my business.
Exactly.
Well, they're trying to claim that jailbreaking leads to piracy.
Bogus.
What?
That's what they're trying to say. They're saying that it, while it doesn't have a direct association with it, it gives you a do what you wish sort of thing, and that's kind of. But you can't that you can't pre-crime people. You can't bust people for stuff that actually happened. Anyway, I know the whole SOPA thing that was going on, which got overturned, by the way. Not going to happen. Did you guys get caught up in that at all? Because I tried to go to Wikipedia that day.
Yeah.
I never heard
when they were
about
SOPA
it.
Was the piracy.
Yeah, the
Privacy
Stop
Act
Online Privacy Act.
On the computer, the legislature was basically going to say any site they deemed had anything, any relation to piracy whatsoever, big, little, whether their fault or not, they could shut it down.
Right.
Boom. So all these sites, Google, Wikipedia, all these sites got together. Wikipedia blacked themselves out for a day. If you tried to go to Wikipedia, a message would pop up telling you why. One day.
Mm-hmm.
And it just threw everybody off. Nobody could handle it. So SOPA got overturned and it ain't happening.
Oh, why would they even think that would pass?
I don't know.
Who is SOPA? I mean, what is it?
Stop Online Piracy Act. SOPA.
That's what SOPA stands for. It's a like a bill.
Yeah, it's part of.
Let me guess. The leader of this whole thing is Lars Ulrich.
No, I don't think so. But I'm sure he's pro. He's for SOPA. Woo.
He's probably treasurer, secretary, maybe. First runner up. I'm thinking that something's involved.
Hold, please. But. Yeah, so I don't know where it's going. Oh, well, the whole SOPA thing going on. There's actually a petition the EFF has going on right now that you can go over and sign to make sure this jailbreaking thing. They have no right. It's your shit if you buy it.
Yeah.
If you want to throw it up against the damn wall, that's your business. As long as whatever you're doing doesn't harm anyone else, then you should be able to, if it's your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, I can go buy a car and paint it. Neon
I can pretend I'm a Fast and the Furious. You know?
It's not like a lease or anything.
Right.
But they don't want you to do it because the manufacturers don't want you to do it because then you can use third-party software that's not theirs.
Oh.
Well, for as much as we love Apple, and we do love Apple.
Oh, God, yeah.
They are very proprietary, and they don't like giving their shit up to
get
anybody.
Get a clue. Bill Gates, he's a millionaire just for that reason.
Right. One of the richest men in the world because he opened up his platform to third parties.
Bless his soul, you know, he died before all this happened, but, you know.
That's Steve Jobs.
Yeah, Steve Jobs.
Oh, I thought you were saying Bill Gates.
No, I got you. No, but, like, seriously? I mean.
Well, he's pretty anal retentive.
Have you read his book? Because I hear it's great.
I believe Steve Jobs, if he was alive, wouldn't even think this would even come through. And he'd be
I think he'd be pushed.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, it's about money, man. Money,
yeah, but
money,
he
money.
Knows
he's
better.
Very meticulous. Nah, he was very meticulous about the way Apple was run. They said he had his hand in how things were packaged.
Even like they small customer service details.
Everything had to be done a certain way. And it was about the dollar bills. We've talked about this numerous times. When people will tell you, well, if you go buy a Mac, it's going to cost you more than a PC. But if you tried to put that PC together with the same stuff in it as the Mac, it'd be comparable. That's not true. That's a lie. Anybody tells you that, they're lying. The PC will still be cheaper. But there are things in the Mac will not outdate as fast. The software will stay current longer. The speeds will be top-notch right from the get-go. And it's packaged.
And it's updated often.
And we've talked about this, and I know where your stance is, and I'm in the same boat a little bit, but you're kind of not. You might say it, but Macs are sexier-looking machines. Everything they do is sleeker, mm-hmm. designed more, and it looks better.
And I'm going short from the iPhone era, so, I mean, it looks a lot better.
Well, the iPhone's a great phone.
Yeah, but, I mean, as far as the Macs and all, I've never really actually...
Come on, ever since they came out with the first iMac, that was a sexy, sexy computer.
Oh,
I've never actually, handled a Mac personally.
A little bit when we used to do the show on the Mac, but you didn't do it a whole lot. Yeah. I did.
I mean, takes some getting used to.
There are a few things that Macs do that I don't understand, like off the bat, why don't they put a freaking extra button on the mouse? I just don't get. You can't explain to me why. You can get a mouse, but put
three of them on there.
One button on the mouse. Now the scroll ball, as opposed to the scroll wheel, is awesome. That little thing, because you can move around your whole page with that thing. Mm-hmm. But then the mouse plugs in the keyboard, and they give you a like half an inch cord. Have you ever noticed that? You're like, you got to go buy an extender. It's irritating. But the machines look sleek. You know, they look good. They run fast. They do what they need to do. But, yeah. Anyway, jailbreaking should not be illegal.
No.
What's your first story, sir?
Well, speaking of SOPA, Texas Republican Lamar Smith.
Were we talking about SOPA? I don't think we were.
I watched with SOPA.
LeVar Burton.
Well, Lamar Smith, author of the controversial bill, SOPA.
I don't think LeVar Burton has anything to do with SOPA.
I do watch myself with
SOPA. He's involved with reading and authors.
As you wish.
Yeah, there you go. See? Listen to the creepy voice on your machine. Yeah, there you go.
I feel like I should say something smart.
And I will.
Okay.
All right, the author of the controversial bill, SOPA, is a copyright violator himself. The congressman's website used a background picture created by DJ Schulte and was never credited for using the picture. Therefore, the Congressman Smith is a violator of his own damn bill.
See, Stu, we should have told you that, too. But the way this works is they say any... They could shut down anybody. Like, say your avatar on Facebook was a cartoon character. Boop. They could kick you if they wanted to because that's not yours.
Oh, damn. I'd be screwed.
Listened to the Kevin and Bean show, which is a radio show out of California for some of you who may not know. And Kevin and Bean, they were talking about SOPA the other day and started playing like their little, you know how they'll put the little sounders together? They started playing a bunch of them because, you know, he's like, I mean, they could shut down anybody. And he just started playing all the sounders because it's like, you know, clips from TV shows. Mm-hmm. Like us, you know?
Right.
We could basically, podcasters would be shut down all over the place.
The mm-hmm. internet would be done.
If they wanted to. No, I'm not saying they would have.
Yeah, but I mean.
But this guy who's putting the bill has a cartoon character on his site that's not his.
Well, actually, it's just a background picture. I was trying to get online to visit the actual site, but it was just so busy I couldn't get on.
I mean, it's a ridiculous concept. It's one thing if you're profiting off somebody else's stuff and not giving credit where credit's, that's different. But
one, it's so damn vague.
For example, YouTube would not exist anymore.
Right.
I mean, half of YouTube is people putting together stupid music videos. You know, somebody else's song.
You know, there were rumors about Facebook, you know, shutting down for a day. Could you imagine that was to happen?
People would be pulling their hair out.
I know. I would expect suicides.
You know
suicides.
What might even be worse? Not for me. Either one. I mean, I'll go a day sometimes without Facebook. But if Twitter went down, people would probably slice their own throats.
I think Facebook would have been worse.
I don't know, man. Twitter freaks are nuts.
True, but Facebook?
Yeah, a lot of people like it. But, I mean... People like have to have their Twitter. They have to be able to communicate on
Twitter. Stu's probably checking Facebook now.
Stu's always wired in. Always wired in. I don't think Stu can go 5 minutes out of his day.
Facebook would have shut down.
I was watching an episode of The Office like a week or so ago. And they go to this trivia thing at a bar.
Oh, I remember that episode.
And they're at the bar and What's-His-Face has his phone and they're like, sir, You can't be Googling the answers. He's like, I'm not. And he's like texting on the phone. They're like, sir, you have to put your phone away. And he starts to put his phone away. And he like hides it below the table. They're like, sir, we can see that you're still using your phone. They're like, give me the phone. If you're going to be doing it in the contest, you can have it back at the end. He hands him the phone and stands up and takes it. And he's like, I can't be without my phone. And just walks away from the contest.
That would be me.
It's like he's jonesing after 30 seconds of not having his phone.
It's sad. It really is. But people are like that.
So is that it for your story? Or?
Well, just a little food for thought here. In a nutshell, if you were to upload a Michael...
This is me in a nutshell. Help, I'm in a nutshell. Go ahead.
Almond or walnut.
Yes. You know where that's from?
I do. But I said it.
I know you said it. But do you?
No.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And no, is that from Wayne's World?
No.
Close.
But you're close.
Two?
No.
Oh, Austin Powers.
There. Yeah.
Ding. Well, basically, in a nutshell, if you were to upload a Michael Jackson song, you could face 5 years in prison, theoretically. But that's one more year than the man who actually killed him.
I imagine Michael would have liked it in prison.
What?
If we were to take it to extremes.
Oh, shit, you're better off killing the motherfucker.
Well, he's already dead, Stu.
Oh,
can't kill him twice.
I'll dig him up and kill him again.
Well, unless it's the Thriller video and he's a zombie again.
All right. So is that it for your story?
Yes.
Thank the Lord, because I don't know where we were going with that whole Thriller thing. Well, you know what that means, right? It's time for... We haven't had the Sounders.
No. This is a sexy sound.
Yeah, really? I think it took me 30 seconds to do that, and it's 15 seconds long. It's time for our Geek Babe of the Week. And it was my week, so I picked my Geek Babe. And the first thing I'm going to do is bring up the picture of her real quick and show you.
Jerktacular.
And in this picture, she's wearing a little Harry Potter outfit with cleavage and a wand. My Geek Babe of the Week is Natalie DeConte. How do you pronounce that? DeConte? I don't know. Anyway, she was a correspondent for the CBS Early Show and WCBS and a host on CNET TV. She did a daily newscast on CNET TV called Loaded. She was a co-host of the daily podcast Buzz Out Loud, a regular contributor to the Today Show, CNBC, MSNBC, BBC, ABC, the CW, WNBC, Fox News, Fox Business News, G4 TV.
Wow, she's a correspondent for everybody.
You caught that, huh? And Univision. She wrote, produced, and hosted a show called Textra on the Pod Show Network.
Textra.
She wrote for Wired Magazine, Variety Magazine, Market Watch, TechCrunch, The San Francisco Examiner, App Scout, PC Magazine, L Girl, Aware Magazine, The Oakland Tribune, Hispanic Magazine,
Whoa.
Hispanic Trends, and The Santa Cruz Sentinel. She also has a bachelor's degree in journalism from California State U, Hayward, and master's degree in sociology from the University of Southern California. And to boot, she's hot.
She is pretty hot.
But she's a wonder chick.
Yeah.
I mean, in case you guys didn't catch all, I mean, there was a lot of geeky stuff in there. I mean, CNET TV, Buzz That Loud.
She has her ear on the geek news.
Pod Show Network, G4 TV, Wired Magazine, TechCrunch Magazine. So, I mean, she's written in some of
your... Oh, yeah.
And she's really hot. So, Natalie DeConte.
Hope to see you at Dragon Con.
For DeConte. The size of your cleavage and the things that you do, you are officially the Geek Babe. I'm doing the fade out echo. Oh my lord. You ruined it.
What?
I hate your face.
Oh.
What's her name again?
Natalie DeConte. How do you? I don't know. DeConte?
So if she was like a salsa, she would be Pace DeConte?
Wow. And if you could see his face, folks, he is
he's
so
proud of himself.
I am.
Like, I was like, Pace DeConte, only DeConte.
Fuck. He wrote it, spent all last night typing that up.
That was all last second.
This will get the guys laughing. Oh,
now
yeah.
It's time for...
Shall we play a game?
Hi there, boys and girls. Now it's time for us to play a game.
You have issues.
Yes, I do.
Lots of them.
I'm not gonna argue. And last minute, we had a different game plan, and we'll do it next week. But I wasn't prepared, so we're gonna do top five movies we should have walked out on or turned off.
Oh yeah.
And these are the ones we came up with in the last like 20 minutes or so. So we'll do probably pretty much no particular. I'll try to do them in the order that I least like them, but yeah, I'm not going to promise that. So
you'd walk out on all of them, so it don't matter.
So do you want to start? You want me to start?
I'll start.
No, I should have. Unfortunately, I did not walk out on or turn off these movies, and I should have. But didn't, go ahead.
You know, here.
It was your sister that walked out of a movie, didn't she?
No, I've walked out on movies before, but not these. Very few movies have I ever walked out on.
Hmm.
One of the movies I walked out on, I didn't actually dislike. I just, if you ever went to see a movie and then realized halfway through you're way too, yes, you did. I can answer that question for you. It's not necessarily,
you know, I just
that
thought
you,
of another one.
It's not necessarily that you didn't like the movie, but you were feeling antsy or something. You just needed
to
get.
Yeah, I just couldn't stick.
For you, it was Grindhouse.
Yeah, well.
For me, it was Benny.
It wasn't a bad movie. I just couldn't
right.
handle it no more.
You were in kind of a, yeah, for me, it was Benny and June the first time I went and saw it. I had to get up and leave, and I saw it after, but I just wasn't in the mood to see a movie, and I had to kind of skedaddle. So.
Yeah. Well. The first one for me is a movie that I saw.
He goes, yeah, out. Well, the first, yeah.
The first movie that is on my list is I Spit on Your Grave. And I don't know, have any of you guys seen this movie?
I mean, I know a lot about it, but not my kind of movie.
Exactly. You know, I had heard a lot about it. I was like curious, you know, check it out.
Is that the one with the chick's like ass on the front of the cover?
Yes. Yeah.
It's a revenge flow. I mean, basically they rape the shit out of her, so then
she
comes back and murders
rape
everybody.
Is cool.
I hear a lot of people love this movie, but
it wasn't
for me.
It's very exploitive.
I prefer anal rape, but
well, light's still young.
Hey.
So I'm gonna go with the Blair Witch Project. Thank you, Stu, for suggesting it. I know people like this movie, but none of them can explain why.
You know,
Kelly, I'm sorry. I know you like
it. It has
it,
a lot
sir,
to do with where we were sitting too.
No, it. I mean, that made it worse. But okay. So here's the thing. I read this news or this magazine article. You guys gotta remember, this is before the internet was as big as it was. I didn't even know many people with internet back then, and
this was the years before Twitter or Facebook.
I read this magazine article, and
or even MySpace.
Remember, found footage films were not what they are now. Everybody, when this movie came out, people thought
everybody
it
was
a real
losing
story.
Their ass. Yeah,
nobody knew it was fake. Everybody thought this was real found footage,
and they wanted an alternative to the overhyped Star Wars Episode One.
So I'm going
Remember when Star Wars number one came out, it was so overhyped. I mean, Jar Jar Binks was everywhere, literally everywhere.
Oh, so it's kind of like
I'm just waiting for the connection to Blair Witch from
so it's
Jar Jar
like
Binks.
I'm just saying,
both
during the time period, they're both horrible. But
so it's kind of like the Guns N' Roses Chinese Democracy album.
Oh, geez.
Sucks balls.
Yeah.
I never listened to that.
So we hear that this is, we hear this is real, and I hear how terrifying it is. And everybody's talking about how scary, and I love horror movies, so.
Mm-hmm.
I get Stu and me and my sister Ashley and a couple other people. And at the time, now those of you who don't live here, you're not going to understand, but it was only playing at Kenwood, which is not, it from where we lived then, it was a little bit of a hike. Not as bad now, but I'm like, all right, well, let's do it, man. So we go out there. We get in, the theater is packed. So we have to all sit separate, and Stu and I only find seats in the very front of the theater. So we're looking up this chick's nose to the whole movie. And this whole movie, I'm like, I get why people think it's scary, but there are scenes where there's no video at all, so we're looking at a black screen.
Right.
We've got these idiots who are just cussing like crazy.
Exactly.
Who are supposed to be film students, but don't know how to hold a camera to save their ever-loving life. The end is frightening. It's freaky, but the movie itself, I was so bored half the time, I didn't know what was going on.
I kind of like frightening. That's
I like frightening,
word.
Too.
Yeah.
But you don't know what's going on. Just because I hear noises and black screen, it doesn't...
Half freaky, half frightening.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, actually.
It was frightening. We'll use that.
But, yeah, I hated the Blair Witch Project, and Stu was and I are staring the whole time. And then we got out, remember the car wouldn't start and all that.
And our necks were hurting. And
yeah, and we stared up our noses, boogers dripped off into our face. If it would have been 3D, dude, we'd have thrown up. Probably. So Blair Witch is going to be my number 4. I don't think it's as scary as people think it was. And, oh, I was a film student at the time, so it really irritated me. But, you know. What's your next one, sir?
I'm going to have to say The Cider House Rules.
I haven't seen it.
Very, very blowhardy. The whole movie's set in World War II.
Blowhard.
And basically, the lead character, when it comes down to it, he's a draft dodger. And he's sleeping around with his buddy's girlfriend who's out in Germany fighting the Nazis. Yeah, the Nazis. Mm. And it's very bad.
Since you gave a blowhardy movie, I'll give my next one on the list right along with that.
Shoot.
Happy Feet. What the F? I don't understand why anybody liked it, let alone how it best animated film of the year. Happy Feet was so full of itself, it made me want to vomit.
Like The Cider House Rules.
Oh my good lord, talk about blowhardy. Everything was a PC message aimed towards kids, mind you. Aimed towards irritating the crap. I mean, this is a kids movie and it's all one big PC message. And then my kids are with me and they're singing. They're like bumping up against each other, these penguins singing, "Let's Talk About Eggs, Baby." And I'm like, the real song's "Let's Talk About Sex," and I know that. And so, obviously, they're mating. My kids don't need to see penguins mating and rubbing bellies. Plus, it was just boring and stupid, and I hated it. but, you know, it makes me think of, it's not on my list, but Volcano. Volcano.
Never seen it.
Tommy Lee Jones. Talk about one PC message. The last scene of the movie, you know, the volcano erupts and all these people are saving each other and they pick up this little boy and everybody's covered in ash. This black ambulance driver guy. EMP picks up this little boy and he's like.
For a second there, I thought you was about to say EPMD. I was like, that was a pretty good rap group.
Picks up this little boy, and he's like, "Where's your mom, kid?" He's like, "She's, I don't know. Everybody looks the same." It was,
really?
Yes!
What the F?
I hate when a movie called Volcano or Happy Feet tries to slip in their politically correct.
Well, with The Cider House Rules, it was all about pro-abortion. And, you know, I know your feelings about abortion.
Yes, you do.
And it was just shoving it down your throat.
But the thing is, though, I understand what you're saying. But at least if you know that's the movie you're going to see.
Right.
When you go see Happy Feet, you're not expecting this. Well, don't pollute message.
Well, when I was seeing The Cider House Rules.
I might say Wally did it too, but a lot more tactfully.
Well, with Cider House Rules, I was expecting cider and cider making. No, I didn't expect to see this crap. I want my money back, damn it.
What's your next movie?
Old Dogs. John Travolta.
What a horrible movie. I should have turned it off. I didn't see it in the theaters. Did you
I saw it in theaters.
You saw it,
unfortunately.
I rented it.
One good thing in that entire movie, Seth Green. Singing the rest of the movie. That's why that was the biggest scene in the preview. What a horrifically bad. Hey, we're cashing a paycheck.
No kidding.
Yeah, we watched it on Netflix.
Ooh, look at me. Too. I'm Robin Williams, and my daughter's got to go to college, so I got to do this crappy shit.
Ooh, I have an outfit that I can put on that makes me dance around the house. Oh, it was so stupid. Oh, my God. What a horrible movie.
It's
bad. It's like, it might be beyond that.
Yeah, during the movie, there were situations that really didn't call for some, you know, corny music, but they put them in there.
Yeah, that's a bad flick, man. I watched it on Netflix, and you're right, I should have turned it off. The kids kind of liked it, but keep in mind, at the time, my kids were like 3 and 5
years old. I can't believe I saw that piece of S in a theater. That's just...
Well, to go along those lines of another movie I should have turned off then, The Game. Oh, my good Lord. Why do people love this movie? People are always like, The Game's such a good movie. No, and I watch
it's
it because...
Spike Lee joint. That's why.
It's not a Spike Lee movie.
Oh.
Game.
That's got Game.
But there's a couple Spike Lee movies I should have turned off, like Girl Number 6. That was a bad flick. I like Do the Right Thing, though. But
Do the Right Thing was pretty
Girl
good.
6 or whatever was a pretty horrifically bad movie. Mm. I don't know if you saw that one. But
no, I haven't.
I know I want to add in a phone sector. I know I didn't do a list, but I'd like to add in a movie or a series of movies that I've never seen nor will plan on seeing, and everyone should turn it off. No.
Are you going to say Twilight?
Oh. No, Big Mama's House.
Oh, good Lord. Well, nobody went and saw the recent one, so everybody did choose to turn it off.
Yeah.
I saw the first one, hated it, so I never watched beyond that. The Game with Michael Douglas, have you seen this movie? And what's his face that was married to Madonna? You know, Spicoli. What's his name?
No, Sean Penn.
Sean Penn. Yeah, have you seen The Game?
No.
All right, so I'm not going to ruin it for you, but...
No, please do.
The premise of this movie... Well, people love this movie. So it came highly recommended to me, and I watched it, and I'm like, what the F? So who would recommend this? And I think the guys over at Night Living Podcast recently watched this movie again, and were talking about it on their show, and some of them liked it, and some of them didn't. But they all loved it back in the day, and they were saying, I think they all kind of came to the general consensus, it definitely didn't hold up as well as they remembered it. But, okay, so he plays Gordon Gekko, basically, because that's who he always plays.
Oh, yeah, I remember them talking about this.
He's kind of this, you know, big corporate dude, and his brother gives him this birthday present of this game, and then he finds out, well, they're not going to let him be in the game. But then all this stuff starts happening, and this people are trying to kill him and all this crazy stuff, and is it the game or is it real? My problem is some of the most ridiculous stuff in the world happens, and we're just supposed to buy it. And I can't buy it. I'm like, this is ridiculous. So... Okay, yeah, I'm going to spoil it. I'm going to spoil it. In the end, it was all the game, and it taught him a big life lesson, except they had to plan everything out so meticulously that it would have never went off without a hitch, because what ends up happening is he's supposed to, and like everybody, and I mean everybody, cab drivers, bellhops, everybody he meets through the whole movie was in on the game. And then at the end of the movie, he runs and jumps off a building, and they just... And goes through a glass window, and they just happen to have a giant airbag waiting for him because they knew he was going to jump off the building. It was dumb. Dumb, dumb, dumb. What's your next movie?
Rob Schneider is The Animal.
I love The Animal. I'm so sorry. I didn't see it in the theater either, though. I could see how in a theater it would... It's a horrible movie.
When the reporters were, you know, interviewing him and they were talking about butt jokes, it was like, okay, this is a horrible movie.
The chick in that is so hot, though. She was on
Survivor, right? Yeah.
That chick's really cute. Yeah, it's a bad movie, man.
Ugh.
I will give you that. It's a bad movie. But I didn't see it in the theater, thank God. But Rob Schneider's one of those things, man, that, you know, I like Deuce Bigelow. I never saw the second one.
Neither have I.
You know, it's one of those things. My next movie.
I like this game.
Pearl Harbor.
I never saw it, but what the F?
Oh, my good Lord. There's three good scenes in the movie, and we're talking like a 15-hour long movie.
Just go see Tora, Tora, Tora instead.
Oh, that's what everybody says. Tora, Tora, Tora is good. Pearl Harbor is a love story. They put Cuba Gooding Jr. in this movie where he plays, what's that, do you know that guy's name?
He's a famous
man. They give him like this tiny little part in the movie. Like his character is almost like, why'd you even put him in the movie? It's just a bad movie. I think it's universally accepted to be like a horrid movie.
What the hell? Love story during Pearl Harbor?
It's like Titanic. Everybody loved Titanic, but what I tell her, and I don't dislike Titanic, I like it. You know they're re-releasing it in 3D, right? Everybody knows that, right? Anyway. Who wants to watch Titanic in 3D? Because until the last part where the boat goes down, what's going to be good about 3D in that movie?
Yeah.
That was my problem with Titanic. Everybody's like, oh, it's so good. I'm like, it's a love story we've seen 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. The only thing that makes it different is a boat sinks in the end. And if that boat didn't sink, we've seen it.
Right.
Well.
Oh, and now we got the Italian one that just happened.
Yeah. That's a mess right there. That dude's probably going to be court-martialed, hung, and...
Slit.
Did you hear why it happened?
He hit land.
Did you hear why it happened?
Was he getting a blowjob?
No.
What?
So from what I heard, they were swinging in close so one of the crew members could wave at family members on shore.
What?
Yeah,
that's what I heard. And then the captain left the ship, says he fell into the lifeboat.
Yeah, fell.
Right. And then he's like, they're like, is there any, you got to get back on the ship till everybody's gone. He's like, oh, everybody's off. Like, nobody was off yet.
What, 16 dead now? What?
Yeah, this guy's a piece of shit. Yeah.
What a douche.
Pearl Harbor is a love triangle between two brothers and a it's bad. And it's way long.
That's like Saving Private Ryan if it was a love story.
I was going to say.
D-Day.
Shut your mouth. I love Saving Private. I thought you were implying that.
No. God, no.
Yeah, had
no.
They inserted a really bad love story in Saving Private Ryan, then you'd have been like, what? You know. Have you ever, to get off subject a little bit, did you see
Band of Brothers? Hell
yes,
yeah.
Yes, what a great
Effie, story. I need to own that.
Yeah, my sister owned them all, and I watched them all. Stu, did you ever see that?
Not
I have to one. See if my sister still has them and see if you can borrow them. You'll get addicted. It's all World War II stuff, but...
First episode,
It was a mini-series on HBO,
mm-hmm.
But it's good.
They did another one called The Pacific.
Yeah, which I never saw, but I heard it was good.
Mm-hmm.
What's your next one, sir?
Next one, Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull.
And we talked about this.
Yeah.
Bad movie.
Bad.
I don't know if I'd have walked out on
horrible.
It. I hate it. But we're going to do a top five movies that are bad, but we love them because they're fun to watch. And I think Crystal Skull, I hate it.
There
was some cheese in it that made me laugh, like I was laughing at how stupid it was.
So. If it was a movie on its own, I can give you that.
Like when Sam Witwicky is swinging with the monkeys?
Yeah.
Pretty stupid.
Fucking monkeys. I will never get over that.
Like the Jungle Book, just, you know.
I think I ran it on four different podcasts about fucking monkeys.
You know what irritated me the most in that movie? More than anything else, and I just can't.
You're talking about the boat? The stunts of actual like practical effects.
No.
Was it the ants?
No.
Oh, the atomic bomb scene.
No. You're never gonna guess it. Opening scene of the movie, they're driving through this like desert,
mm-hmm.
and they go by and damn you, George Lucas, you CGI'd a prairie dog. If you've ever been out west, you would know for a fact that there's an overpopulation
everywhere.
Of prairie dogs. You do not have to CGI
an effing
prairie dog. They are everywhere. Everywhere. Why in the hell did you CGI a prairie dog? Just, not like it was important. It just popped its head up and looked around.
Yeah.
You CGI'd it. You got funny.
The little critter Caddyshack 1 and 2 was
George
more
Jar
realistic.
George creating plaid wearing ass bag.
It just doesn't. What's up?
Oh,
with
and you know he's retiring, right? But not until he's done with Indy 5.
Oh, fuck!
Yep, he's retiring.
What?
He's retiring when they're done with Indy 5.
Mm-hmm. Oh, crap. Dude, I was excited to hear about Crystal Skull when it came out.
Everybody was.
And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the scenes where they're out and he's got to use the snake as a rope and everything, it looked like they were on a set. I mean, it didn't, yeah, and like you said, they CGI'd all these scenes where I'm like, you know, not everybody's like, Danny's stunts and scenes used to look good. No, they all looked green screen, but that was part of the fun of it. And then this one, they were just CGI'd the crap out of it.
Well, you know that new movie called Red Tails about Tuskegee Airmen?
Yeah.
You know, he's producing that and, you know, all the...
He wants to make a series of those.
You know, I didn't see him, but didn't see the movie that when it came out, but I don't know. I'm a little scared now.
Got Terrence Howard in it.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see it. He's producing. He didn't write or direct. He wants to make like two more, though. I don't understand. I haven't seen it.
I'll see it for curiosity
it
reasons.
It looks good, but
we'll see it for Black History Month or February.
Did that he actually do a whole movie to where it was like beginning to end?
I don't know. Somebody's phone.
Yeah, me and Stu's waving our phones now.
Is that movie like...
We don't know. We haven't seen it. Did
he
end it, or is it...
Is it like it's something where it can...
The story itself?
Can it go on to two more movies?
Well, yeah, I mean, it wasn't... I don't think it was just one, like...
Well,
are you talking about Red Tails, or...
It's not like Glory.
No. What I'm trying to say is the movie itself is...
Wouldn't that be cool, though?
End? Is it like the beginning and end of the Red Tails, or...
He's saying, is it... the story of the Tuskegee Airmen from beginning to end? Do they end it? Is he just going to make up some Tuskegee Airmen adventures after
right,
this?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
No, I think the Tuskegee Airmen, like I said, they're not like Glory.
No.
It wasn't like one troop of men that went out valiantly and, you know, I don't think it was like that. It just so happened, you know, this was...
Yeah, I don't see it.
Blacker can Americans flying planes. That was my plane noise.
Convincing.
Well, thank you. All right, well, my last... Was that your last one?
Yeah.
My last one... Had I not been with people, I would have walked out for an interview with a vampire.
You didn't like it?
Oh, I hate it.
Really?
Boring. And I get it. That's the point, right?
Mm.
We're vampires... Exciting at first, but after 200 years, it's like, blood again. We get it. But you don't have to bore me for 2 hours. Anne Rice, I mean, I tried to read 3 of her books, man, and I just, I can't, no. I can't stand Interview with a Vampire. I think it is just nothing exciting. There's like, you're waiting. Oh, somebody got chopped in half. You're waiting. They killed Kirsten Dunst. They're waiting. Tom Cruise is going to eat Christian Slater. The end. And you know who was supposed to be in Christian Slater's role?
Who?
I'll give you a hint. He died in front of a nightclub from a drug overdose.
Joaquin.
No, not Joaquin. He's still alive. River Phoenix.
Wow.
Was supposed to be in the role. He died right... Actually, they filmed some with him.
Huh.
And they had to recast it in Christian Slater.
I'll be damned.
So there you go. There are 5 films that we feel we should have turned off or walked out on. We had some honorable mentions such as Ultraviolet. Let me tell you, you listeners out there in Podland, a quick little Ultraviolet story. So a few of us went and saw it. And there's a scene. The movie starts off, and she's like, "You may not understand my world." Blah 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 blah. And she keeps talking. You're watching this movie, and there's a scene in it. Okay, first of all, there's a scene that has such an abrupt cut that none of us knew it had cut to a different scene. We were trying to figure out, like, "Huh? Oh, this is a different scene," but right. You didn't know it. Then there's a scene where they're fighting with swords in the dark, and she like runs her sword along the ground, and it catches on fire.
For some reason.
We don't know why. It just did. Anyway, they're vampires, sort of. I don't know, but you get to the end of the movie, and it's like, and she's like standing on top of a building, and it's like, "No, you may not understand my world." And one of the guys we were there with stood up in the theater and goes, "Damn right we don't understand it. We just watched it for an hour and a half, and we don't get it at all." And the whole theater dies laughing because nobody. We're like, "Yeah, we don't get it." The movie didn't make any sense.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so, you know. So we have a little special treat for you this week. It's the return of a segment we did once and then didn't do again, and now we're doing it again. And you'll get it a little more on a regular basis. So we are going to kick off a... That was unexpected. A segment of the show we like to call the Geekshinary. So here you go. Here's the Geekshinary.
And now it's time for another edition of the Geekshinary, where we teach you how to speak geek. Our Geekshinary word of the week is giblet. While the origins of the word giblet are uncertain, a giblet is a person of limited intelligence who, for the most part, is unable to comprehend things which are occurring. Yes, a giblet has a terribly inadequate supply of clues. You could say that a giblet knows not whether to scratch his watch or wind his head. Of course, you could say that. An example. The new guy on WoW is such a giblet. He doesn't even know what a paladin is. Oh, I've got one. That fellow is such a giblet that he thought Shirley Temple was a church. Get Shirley Temple church from the act. None of you know who's Shirley. Thank you for tuning in once again to the Geekshinary. I have been your host, Hampton Hazelbottom.
Brilliantly put together. We appreciate that. Mr. Hazelbottom. The Professor Hampton Hazelbottom. He's a wonderful man.
I love you, Mr. Hazelbottom.
I love you, Mr. Hazelbottom.
So that's the Return of the Geektionary. Expect more of those in the future because, well, we already have a couple more ready to go. So, my last story is this is going to be a mess because I picked it, but I haven't even hardly read it. It just sounded kind of interesting. So I guess there's going to be a Nintendo Network. Have you guys heard anything about this whatsoever?
Like a TV network?
Are they trying to, like the Sega thing did back in the day?
I don't know. Basically, what they're saying, the Nintendo Network, it's going to include sales of digital content. You can communicate between different players. There'll be a player account system for Wii U.
I kind of wanted a TV network.
That's going to allow the gamers to share hardware.
So kind of like Xbox.
But use their own settings and stats and whatnot. Yeah, I get a feel. It's basically going to be like Xbox Live, if I'm to understand. They're going to roll it out to the 3DS first, and then later the Wii U will also get hooked up on the network. Whether the Wii U will go out from launch or whether that's going to be something they move on later, nobody really knows for sure. There's not a whole lot known about it right now. I know some people have gotten their hands on the Nintendo, the U thing a little bit, like at cons and stuff, and they say it's pretty cool. Don't know a lot about it. I know their new system is supposed to be launching sometime like next year, I think.
Really?
I believe so. Yeah. But yes, from the sounds of everything that I've just skimmed over here, it's going to be similar to Xbox Live, but with the whole hardware thing that will, like, say, I'm assuming what that means is you can go into your account on somebody else's. Like, say I went to your house and logged on to my, I'm assuming this, logged on to my account, it would save all my settings and stats and stuff, so I wouldn't have to reinstitute any of that. So,
well, that is cool, but I still kind of want a Nintendo TV network.
Yeah, you say that, but Sega TV, nobody, I only knew one person ever that had it.
No, not like Sega TV, but like a TV channel, you know, for Nintendo.
That would be like Sega TV, and I don't think it works.
Really? I thought they had a regular TV channel for Sega?
Yeah, Sega TV, you could go there and play. You'd subscribe to Sega TV, and you actually went, and you could play games and stuff.
Of course.
No. I'm talking about, like, sitcoms for Nintendo. You know, like Jersey Shore, but with Mario and Luigi.
I think there already is a Mario and Luigi on Jersey Shore.
Well, they are orange, so.
I've never seen a single episode of Jersey Shore.
But just sounds
cool. It took me almost a year and a half to figure out who people were talking about when they kept referring to Snooki. I'm like, yeah, I like having Snooki. What are we talking about? And you know what's funny? I hear clips of the show all the time because shows I listen to play clips and talk about it. I've never heard, on the clips I've heard of the show, now I've never watched the show, but everybody refers to her as Nicole. They never call her Snooki. So why is it Snooki? So they all have nicknames? Is that what I'm to understand?
I think so.
There's one called The Situation, I think.
You think. Don't give me that shit. You know there's a guy who calls himself The Situation.
I never watched it, though. That's,
yeah, but, I mean, I couldn't tell you anybody else's
that's
name.
That's the only two.
Is Snooki and The Situation. And both of them have been on all other kinds of stuff. Situation was on Dancing with the Stars, wasn't he?
I don't know.
He's got, like, the abs. He's always flashing his abs.
That I don't know.
But I didn't. For, like, a year and a half, people kept referring to Snooki. And, oh, I should inform everybody. I don't even have MTV. So, I don't.
Why should you?
Yeah, why should I? If they played music videos, I would.
Oh, yeah, I mean, subscribe,
if
but they don't.
Watch Real World, and World Rules, and Snooki.
Oh, yeah, I like watching Snooki on Cinemax Friday
Snooki,
After Dark.
Snooki.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, Snooki, Snooki, dun, 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 dun. What you got on my 40?
Well, Don Draper is going to be on PBS. Mad Men.
Wait, the guy who sells the mobile homes out of Richmond, Indiana?
No. Is it Don Draper? No, Draper.
It's Raper.
Draper.
Raper.
Raper. Wow, Raper? Come on, Jay.
Don
Rapier.
Rapier?
No, it's Don Raper. His name is
He's Raper. A rapist?
Shut up.
Sad. Sad. So sad. Mad Men actor John Hamm will lend his voice on PBS's Martha Speaks. Hamm will be lending his voice alongside...
As Martha.
His Martha.
Hi!
Hamm will be lending his voice alongside...
It's PBS's new show to teach children to accept drag queens.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Martha.
Sure you are. Sorry.
Hamm will be lending his voice alongside his longtime girlfriend, Jennifer Westfeldt, who plays Martha.
His longtime girlfriend, Chad.
Hi.
Go ahead.
All right. Who plays Martha, a dog who could speak.
Oh, wow. My idea was much better. We've seen talking dogs, but have we seen drag
talking tranny dogs?
Talking tranny dogs. That is... Somebody call Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird, because they have a new comic book.
Talking tranny dogs. Ninjas.
Gotta have Nathan Lane in it somewhere.
Talking as tranny one of the dogs. Ninja poodles. Talking tranny ninja poodles.
No,
talking tranny.
Taekwondo talking tranny.
talking tranny taekwondo poodles. Talking tranny.
Dude, did you watch TTTD?
Jeez.
No, but I picked up a hooker last night and caught it.
Oh, God. All right.
Hockey.
Hamm will play the role of Hamm Johnson. Yeah.
Wow, doesn't sound like a porn star. Did you say Hamm Johnson?
Dude, did you see TTD? Hamm Johnson was on there.
I got your Hamm Johnson. Right here.
That's what he said.
Hamm Johnson's my favorite porn star.
Your levels
actor.
Are spiking. Your
no, probably,
your
yeah.
Hamm Johnson's my favorite porn star next to Bob Fortuna.
Sharon Peters.
Sharon Peters.
Oh, God.
Megan Cox.
I think that is an actual...
Sure. Well, it probably is.
I'm sure it is, man. If it's not, it should be.
Oh,
where's Mike? We need him for support names.
Yeah, he knows.
Yeah.
I've been hearing, like, you know, you always hear that Megan Fox has thumb...
thumb, yeah.
That her thumbs look like toes. And I actually saw a picture of it the other day, close up. I'm like, oh, it does look like a toe.
It does. It's freaking weird.
Have you seen it?
It's
like
a big
amputated toe and sewed it onto her hand. Yeah, dude, it's frightening, man.
It's freakishly weird. Why you look that up?
I am going to look it up.
As you may know, Hamm is not the first actor from a racy TV show to appear on a kid's show. Actor James Gandolfini, a.k.a. Tony Soprano, on Sesame Street in 2002, where he helped Zoe overcome a fear of loud noises. And then he whacked Snuffleupagus in the front of Big Bird.
Hey, forget about it.
Now back to Megan Fox's weird toe thumb.
I had her toe thumb.
Oh, that towel one looks pretty good.
Yeah, but look at her toe thumb.
I know. Get it. Get
another picture of the toe thumb. Yeah, that's her
look
thumb.
Look at her toe thumb. Okay. It looks like a toe. Dude, that's a toe.
That is a toe. Don't look right at all.
I mean.
Oh, the towel one's pretty good.
Granted.
She is not going to be a hand model. Mm-mm.
But she looked so much better back then.
Yeah, she did.
You should,
I can't stand her before and after pictures.
They need to do some plastic surgery on that toe thumb.
Look.
Have
you seen the before and after pictures of her? Because she was so much hotter. I mean. Why when you're hot do you need to get plastic surgery?
No kidding, Pam Anderson, during Home Improvement.
Look.
Yeah, big time.
Big time.
Yeah.
And I don't get it. She was so flipping cute.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that
big time.
There was not, like, in the first Transformer. That's
nothing
the first
wrong
Transformer
with you.
Movie. It's so funny because I saw the first Transformer movie. I'm like, oh, this chick's adorable. And then later I'm like, she's not as hot as I remember. And that's because that's what she looked like then. That's what she looks like now. Cute as hell. Fake as
some
hell.
Collagen and some nose
looks
work
like
done.
Jawbone got some work done.
Yeah, looks like maybe a facelift there.
Maybe she was sucking a big one and it broke her jaw.
She had some silicone added to the lippies.
I just don't get it. If whatever.
Whatever.
Well, we want to thank everybody for listening, because we appreciate everybody listening every week. But we got some news to tell you. Things are going to be changing big time. Big time. We're not there yet. But it is happening. And the first thing we're going to warn everybody of is soon, and very soon,
the prices will be going up.
Yes.
From where they
Penny Cult will be going away. Now, everybody's, does that mean? No, the shows aren't going away, and we're not going away.
Oh, no.
We're just changing up. Mm-hmm. We're starting an actual business, and everything's going to be moving to that. And we'll tell you what all that is as it comes. And if you're paying attention enough right now, you already know. But that means the shows are going to be growing. There's going to be a slight, very slight format change to this show. Basically, all that's going to mean to this show is we're adding something.
Yeah, we're going to make it better.
it's going to be very similar. Mm. We're just going to add a little bit to it. And you never know. Stewie might even sit in on with more some time. I can't speak.
We're going to give you more geek for your butt.
On top of that, we mentioned it, but we're going to be, Stu and I, with assistance from the KC over here, are going to be launching a brand new show that's going to be kind of a big deal, especially if you are at all into MMA or UFC or martial arts in any way, shape, or form. We briefly attempted a show a while back, but this is going to be nothing like
that. It's a revamp.
This is going to be kind of a huge deal because we have some people kind of giving us a hand with it. So look for that in the really near future. But we've all been getting involved with some stuff. And I would like to say that KC rejoined our martial arts class this week.
I had a great time Wednesday until my car broke down.
His car broke down as he went to leave.
But the weird thing was, the guy from AAA had a son that goes to Reed. What a quinkadink.
What's his name by chance? Do you know?
I think his name was Mike.
No, I thought you told me you thought his name was Jason.
No, his son's name was Jason.
Yeah, I thought, well, his son's the one that goes to Reed, right?
Right.
But I can't think of another Jason at Reed.
It was either Jason or Justin.
Justin's, yeah. There's Justin's.
There's probably Justin.
No, not McNally.
No, but there's another Justin there, too.
We'll ask around.
We'll ask. There's
do your dad drive a tow truck?
But
is his name Mater by chance?
So lots of changes are going to be coming, but all good, I assure you. Be paying attention. We have a new YouTube channel. Which just started. There's not much on it right now. There's a little bit on it, including our Doritos commercial that didn't win. But you know what? We got a lot of positive feedback. The ones
that damn thing was good.
The ones that did make the top five, four of them I definitely understood. One I just didn't think was very original. But the other four were pretty good. I laughed my ass off watching at least two of them, and I voted because they were funny. But our Doritos commercial's up there and a few other things. And more are coming. We're actually getting ready to film a short film. So I hope everybody likes Stu, because he's going to be the star of said short film. We'll be filming that next month, and I would be looking for it towards the end of March to be hitting the airwaves, and we'll tell you where all that's going to be. But lots of video projects, so there's going to be a lot more video popping up soon.
It's all going to be fantastic.
A lot more audio stuff popping up soon, and some just big changes are going to be coming. You can find me on Facebook. You can't find this Dillweed, because, well, he's on there, but you can't find him.
Yeah, but I'm never on there.
But I'm J. Emmett. That's E-M-M-I-T-T. I think, or it might just be J. Caudill. I think it might just be J-A-Y Caudill. C-A-U-D-I-L-L. Stu's on there, too, if you guys want to find him. And I do have occasionally people actually contacting me because of the shows and stuff that they find me. So that's cool. And you can go over there and follow me. Just please let me know, because otherwise I'm going to think you're a spamming whore who just wants me to look at her pics. And, you know, you're going to friend me, and then you're going to go, come check out my website. And then I'm going to notice every friend you have is just a bunch of dudes.
Would you believe it that someone requested me the other day that had no picture?
No, I don't believe that somebody requested you the other day. Oh, there was more. Yeah, no, I do, of course. Was it a girl? A girl's name? Because then you go and it's like, look at my website.
But it had,
what if the better picture?
It had no picture, and it only had no...
You know why there was no picture, right? Damn you, SOPA! KC does the Twitter bit. He's got one, and then he runs
he likes playing
the Penny Call one, but that's going to have to change soon. That's going to suck, because we're going to... Can you just change your profile name and stuff? Will that...
Yeah, it shouldn't be too hard.
Keep everything else? Yeah. I don't know.
Figure it out.
And then we have a fan page or whatever, group, whatever, over on Facebook, which you'll find through me as well, and I'll set up the fan page and stuff as well, too, so you can find us over there. Right now, you can still write us show. This is Geek at PennyCult.org. I'm Jay at PennyCult.org. He's KC. He's Stu. All at PennyCult.org. Stu, you never get any mail or else I tell you. We don't get much.
No one likes me.
We don't get much mail.
Don't feel bad. Nobody likes me either.
Skiz not right. So
I'm still waiting on the boobs to be sent towards me.
Well, you see, the thing, there's a big difference, and all this is going to change soon. We have a pretty steady following for this show.
Human, female, young boobs, too. No.
We have a pretty steady following for the show. Our numbers stay about the same every week, but they don't go up at all, and there's a reason for that, because we've been talking about when we did Obscure 80s, we promoted the hell out of it. I've never promoted any of these shows we do now. We just were doing them to do them.
Yeah, we're going to change
all
that.
That's going to be changing because of the...
We're going to be whoring ourselves out like a bitch we
yes,
are.
Yes, we are.
Like trendy dogs.
But keep in mind, there's going to be... But keep in mind, there's a reason for all of it, because it's not just going to be audio. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on. So just keep an
Stay
eye
tuned.
Out. Keep an ear out. Be listening, and we'll fill you in as more comes to fruition. Stu, I would say thanks for joining us today, but you didn't come to join us here. We were supposed to record another show, but, you know, people just don't show up. we were going to record this, too, and so we did. With that said, I think later on tonight, me and Stu are going to go see Underworld, and you may go.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll let you know if we liked it next week, or if we should have walked out on it. But so far, we hear good things. I hear really good things about it. So put Kate Beckinsale. Really.
In leather.
Enough said. But I think that's about it. You guys got anything you want to say before we cut out of here?
I'm good.
All right. Well, I'm going to play this week's song, and we will talk to you guys next week. We want to thank you for listening to the Geek and News.
God bless everyone.
Where the geek shall inherit the earth.
Jeez, that took long enough. I was wondering if you were going to say it or not.
You know, for a second there, I had a little pause.
This
there.
Song falls kind of appropriate to our discussions this week.
Who's this geek?
Well, this is... This is Matt Nathanson. The original band who sang this was called James. Above, but she only comes when she's on top. We just went explicit. I want you to see if you can find and figure out why this song is appropriate for this week's show. She said you're like a disease without any cure. She said I'm so upset that I've become a bore. Oh no. You think you're so pretty. Caught your hand inside a till, slammed your fingers in the door, poured the kitchen eyes and skewers. This song is going to be. See, you talk right through it. Huh. Now you won't know why it's appropriate.
Because I'm about to see it.
What?
Because this is a song that's been a lot.
Yeah, but you talked through the part that made it appropriate to this week's show. So what makes you think the thing that you just said
movies?
Is what made it appropriate to this week's show?
Because of movies. Okay, whatever.
We'll talk to you guys later.
Crazy.
Now you gotta listen to it. wonder how many people sat through that.
I was about to join you, too. You want to do it again?
That's what he said.